Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. We hold the key to managing our home, our inner being, our inner life. And when we take care of that well, then the world outside of us transforms to reflect exactly where we want to be. It starts with each of us as we open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, true instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 176. The more you push, the greater the resistance. Stop pushing. Start flowing. The more you push, the greater the resistance. Stop pushing. Start flowing. This is such a truth. I'm sure you have experienced this a few times in your life as I have. And last night, as I watched parts of the various events at the Olympics, this came home again. About pushing, and greater one pushes, the greater the resistance. It didn't matter what the event was, whether it was downhill skiing or, it's not skateboarding, whatever that's called, snowboarding, or even the figure skating. Last night was the couples figure skating. Those people and couples who seem to push, to press hard, to urge it forward, to really be a little more aggressive than the rest. These are the ones who made the mistakes, who went off the course, who fell. Where does this pushing come from? Literally means, and this is important, to push literally from its Latin meaning means to beat. So I would share with you, when you have a mental consciousness to want to beat someone, even beat yourself, you take yourself away from the flow, being one with a life force, the beauty and grace that moves you forward naturally, to being mentally caught up in your head, finding yourself criticizing and judging, and comparing. In that moment, we lose it. We stop being present. We go into this other place about what could happen, what may happen, what won't happen, what happened in the past. And in that moment, we step out of the natural life force that's moving us forward. And it's as if we are flowing into a wall, whether it's a wall of ice or snow or a dig in the snow, and we do just the opposite of what we want. We, instead of moving forward, this thrusting forward, this pushing forward, as if you are advancing against an opponent, that sort of aggressiveness creates setback. You see, the word resistance, from the word resist, means literally setback. Just the opposite of what you want is what happens. Resistance is a power to fight against. And so you're pushing hard, somehow has the energy pushing against you. And the opposite happens. And you topple over. And that toppling over, that wiping out, that falling, is the setback. Instead of going, as they say, two steps forward, you oftentimes find yourself going back 2, 3, 5 more steps. This is a universal law. We see it all the time. You probably have experienced it, as I said. It's this mental pushing versus staying in the flow, which is coming from your heart center. Now, I know that in life, as in the Olympics, one learns all their steps. You really perfect your skill. You start with a natural ability. If you're really doing what you're meant to be doing, you have a natural inclination, ability to do this. I would not be an Olympian. That is not my natural ability. But for some it is. My strength lies somewhere else. So when we are doing our strength, yes, there are things to learn how to perfect it, so to speak. And yet, when it's time to just be there, that's exactly what we are to do. To shift from forcing, even when you're learning, if you're in a forcing mode, you'll discover you're not really learning. You'll have conflicts with your instructor. It doesn't really get absorbed because the mental mind is fighting, comparing. And so there's resistance. If you allow yourself to be the sponge as you're the learner, without criticism, without judgment for yourself or another, then you seem to pick it up. If you have a habit of saying, this is hard, this is difficult, I don't know if I can do this, you will find yourself in that pushing mode, and you're right, you'll have difficulty, it will be hard, and you probably will not do it. Pushing creates resistance. Flowing is allowing yourself to move as liquid does. That's what flow means. Imagine liquid moving forward like a stream. And even though there may be boulders and rocks and pebbles in the stream, the water keeps on flowing and is not stopped by the rocks in the river. It simply moves around and over. It's like a serpentine action, the flowing ever so gently and smoothly. And you know, that is the art that we see in the Olympics. It literally plays out before us, this universal law. Those who allow themselves to be one with their spirit, to show up and be who they are, no longer thinking, not in opposition with anyone else, simply being their best. Those are the ones who you see them flow. You see them move with grace and speed, if that's what's called for. And the benefit of being in this flow, to be one with your life force, the life force, the benefit is that life becomes overflowing with goodness. It's as if everything is plentiful, and it is. This feeling takes over within you. You feel the grace. You feel the oneness. You feel this absolute peace and vigor simultaneously. And it's such a sweet feeling. And it's that feeling that creates more things in your life of that feeling, where life feels as if it's flowing. You're in the flow, it's moving you forward, you are flowing. Life is plentiful, one gift after another comes your way. Whatever that gift is, people giving you acknowledgement, people giving you literal gifts, opportunities that you've been desiring showing up. And it happens not by your forcing it, not by your worrying about it, not by your being anxious about it, not by being aggressive and trying harder, not by pushing. It happens by flowing. One of the definitions of flowing refers to someone's like hair, like hanging loose, they say, like hair. And that's become really a colloquial way of talking about flowing today, just kind of hanging loose. It's being here, not forcing it, that relaxed knowingness, showing up, being your best, not doing, being. You let go all the mental thinking. You're not concerned about doing it right or doing it wrong. You're not concerned what people will think. You're not concerned about what happened in the past. You're simply here, now, totally present. It's as if you're on automatic pilot, because your whole beingness knows the truth. And all you have to do is show up and be one with yourself, with your higher self. Surrender to this knowingness inside. Now, being in the Olympics is probably bigger than what any of us has ever done. And yet it's all the same. Imagine yourself doing your thing, surrounded by thousands of people watching you live right there, all around you, and you've got their energy, and you've got their sound, and you've got their cheers, and you've got their claps, and knowing millions are watching you around the globe. And the only way to really stay in the flow is to not be concerned at all about them. Not one bit. You step on the stage of life. You simply become one with the light inside. This is your world inside. You're at peace with who you are. Stay focused here inside. Allow this divine energy to move you forward better than you could ever do it from a thinking way. You've learned all you can, and now you allow yourself to simply be. And those people, those brave people who did amazing feats, even though they may have made what we may call, and they will call, mistakes, it simply happened in only a split second when they lost their focus. In that split second, when they lost their focus, it didn't matter which event it was. They thought about someone else or something else, or where they were in position first, second, or third. Concerned about yesterday and the spills they took 4 years before. Or thought, what will they think? Or were distracted by something outside of them. It was just in that split second where their focus went to outside of them instead of inside of them that the, in quote, mistake happened. The mistake that caused the resistance to step in, to work against them and create the fall. In every case, there was a fall. Literally, this universal law, pushing versus flowing, was played out before us. And if you should tune in, pause to observe it playing out. Of course, if you're like me, you want each person to truly be their best. I see no competitors. I see each person simply being their best. And I look forward to seeing them truly one with the flow. That beauty of moving like liquid, regardless of the seeming odds they are to overcome. And so it's not just a physical game, it's truly a mental and, most importantly, spiritual game that they are playing. It's the ultimate body, mind, spirit experience. And perhaps that's why we are drawn to watch this multi-day, almost two-week event. A perfect reminder for us in our everyday life to recognize when we are pushing and therefore flying in the face of resistance rather than flowing and allowing ourselves to move forward with grace, ease, and therefore allowing more than we could ever expect to flow into our life in abundance. This is flowing. And most of us, consciously or unconsciously, know that's what we desire. Life of ease, plentiful, abundance, grace, joy, happiness, love. This can only happen when we step into the stream, life force energy, a flow, step into our spirit, act, speak, think, and feel from our spirit, approach everything we do from our spirit self, and leave the comparing, the judgment, the criticism, the analyzing, the worry, the concern. Leave it somewhere else. It may show up, and when it does, just like in meditation, you acknowledge it so it can pass through, versus worrying about that you're getting worried. You acknowledge it and let it pass through, rather than getting hooked into that emotion. Coming back inside. And sometimes it's simply about repeating a mantra that unhooks you from that thought, snapping your finger, saying cancel clear, going inside, taking out a few moments to reconnect the life force energy, the spirit of God within you, you'll discover the ways that work for you. Sometimes it's calling a friend who openly loves you, receives you, is not there to fix you or analyze you, and simply in a word or two, they're able to bring you back to the truth of your being, just like each of the Olympians' coaches surely does. Today is the day to recognize whenever you are pushing. Recognize that forcing, urging, pressing hard, something into being. Observe that in yourself or others. And in that moment, catch yourself. Shift inside. Allow yourself to be playful, gentle, loving, and forgiving. And step in to the flow. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now to stop pushing, start flowing. I invite you to breathe long, deep, gentle breaths, focusing on your heart center. Ever so slowly, allowing yourself to be aware of your breath. Be aware of your chest rising and falling ever so gently, like the waves of the ocean flowing back and forth. Feel the waves within you gently rocking you, embracing you, moving you forward, flowing like the waves of the ocean. And when you're ready, allow yourself to drop below the surface. Come inside. Feel this peace inside. Feel yourself naturally drawn to this light inside of you. Simply being moved forward. As if this light is a magnet inside, calling you forth. Ever so gently, with ease. And you feel such peace all around you. Here, deep within, below the surface, moving towards your heart center, the core of your being, following this light, calling you forward. Being one with this light. Being one with this light. As you breathe into it consciously, see it pulsating within you. Feel it stretching out to reach you. Feel this light permeating every cell and atom of your being. Peace grows inside. As the light flows from the center of your being to your toes, to your fingertips, to the top of your head, you are aglow, pure love essence, radiating from your heart center now. Feel this peace, this power, this presence, permeating every cell and atom of your being with love. And in this space, in this perfect space, simply see with your inner eye whatever it is that your heart desires. See, feel this perfection with joy, as if it is already done. Feeling this light inside, making it so. Knowing absolutely it is done. As you see and feel this love permeating this desire. Feel, yes, it is done. Feel your whole being smiling with a deep inner peace. It is done. You simply let go into this truth. Yes, it is done. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living. Living from this place, this knowingness, this feeling, yes, it is done. And not doing much more about it. Simply being, enjoying, playing, it is done. With a light, trusting heart. Yes, it is done. And now, as we began, we breathe. Long, gentle, slow breaths. Knowing this light inside of us is always here. Divine essence, who you are, is always here. This pure peace, power, and presence of divine love is always here in you, with you. It is you. And so as we come back, this comes with you too. You are one with divine love, the joy and the peace. The love and the knowingness. And as we rise to the surface again, becoming aware of the external waves, becoming aware of the waves flowing back and forth, allowing ourselves to be moved forward with grace and ease. Being conscious of our hands and feet, squeezing them ever so gently as you breathe into your heart, breathe into your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are product of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance and unity. Stop pushing. Be in the flow of life. Feel the oneness. Show up and be your beloved higher self at all times. Be your best, radiating pure love. Thank you, God. Om.